Al Gore's former campaign manager. I'm not overconfident. I want to see every American cast his or her ballot. This is a very important election. This election is about the kind of country we are going to be, the kind of future we want for our children. And so I'm hopeful and optimistic that tonight we're going to make history. This is history we're going to make together when we elect the first female president ever in the United States history. But beyond that, we're working. I'm working hard. I'm calling into Florida, Ohio, North Carolina. I've even made calls to my home state of Louisiana, made calls into Mississippi and Nebraska. I'm calling not just so-called battleground states, but I'm calling across the country because I want to encourage every American, every eligible citizen to get out there and get out there and vote.
Well, I know it's a busy day for you. We're going to let you go. But Donna Brazile, DNC chair, thank you so much for joining us, and I hope you get a chance to get some sleep after tonight.
I hope so, too. And God bless you, and God bless the great state of North Carolina. Thank you.
That was Donna Brazile earlier this hour. A lot of campaigners out making their final appeals to the voters in the half an hour plus before the polls close across the state. We're joined now on the phone by Zerlina Maxwell. She's the director of progressive media for the Clinton campaign. Zerlina, thank you for joining us as we wrap up the evening news. And how is the campaign going today?
I think it's going well. I think that we did a lot of work on the ground to create a field operation that would be able to execute and turn out a win. And so that's what we've been seeing all across the country. Obviously, in North Carolina, we're hearing reports that there are some lines at certain polling locations. But I think that people are enthusiastic to cast their ballots. So I just want to say, if you're in line, please stay in line. You don't want to wake up tomorrow regretting that you weren't able to make your voice heard. So we're feeling very good about the fact that our ground game has been excellent. We've had 1 million volunteers over the course of the final days of GOTV all over the country. And so things are looking good, and we're just going to sit here and hold our breath until the results come in. Slowly, soon, we'll have the first reports from a couple of states. So the night will officially begin at 7 p.m. when the first poll closed.
And we're all going to be watching it really closely. Zerlina, any surprises today, positive or negative, anything that happened today that you weren't expecting?
I wasn't expecting hundreds of people to go to the grave of Susan B. Anthony and put their I voted stickers on the grave of Susan B. Anthony. I thought that that was pretty moving and emotional to see that image. They literally had to stop people from doing that because they didn't want to damage the gravestone. But there are, if you look on Google and Susan B. Anthony and I voted stickers, there are stickers all over Susan B. Anthony's grave. I also love the images of women all over the country essentially pantsuiting up and wearing their pantsuits to go vote for Hillary Clinton, including, you know, women as, you know, in their hundreds who were born before women had the right to vote, before white women had the right to vote. And I think that, you know, it demonstrates the history that we're making tonight, and hopefully we'll be able to come out on top. And we put in all of the work, and so this is the moment where we sit back and we let our field team execute.
We'll let you go in just a second, but Zerlina Maxwell, final push to voters in North Carolina. They got a half an hour left to get to the polls.
Yes. And so I want everybody to get there. You do not want to have any regrets. We want to leave it all on the field. And so if you believe in a progressive agenda and equality for people of all genders and races and backgrounds, then you should make your voice heard in this election and cast your vote for Hillary Clinton. And if you are currently in line and you are hearing my voice right now, please stay in line. Do not get out of line. If you are in line before the polls close, they have to let you vote. So that is my message to the folks of North Carolina, the great citizens down there.
Absolutely. Zerlina Maxwell, Director of Progressive Media for the Clinton campaign. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
And we're going to take one more quick break, and then we'll come back to wrap up this hour of the evening news. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we got CBS News coming up at 7:06. We'll shift into full-on election coverage. Ron Stutz and Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling will be in the studio with me until at least 10 o'clock and possibly beyond. Back after this.